T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. Oh, listen to that music. It's kind of ominous.
Ominous.
And that's perfect for this morning. Because, first of all, Al, a black cloud has descended over Philadelphia sports. And yesterday, maybe the worst day of the sports year.
Yeah.
Everything that could have gone wrong yesterday did go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you wonder if maybe, Al, our luck has turned on us after, you know, there's a price to pay for a parade. Maybe that's what happened.
What do they say, pay the piper?
Yesterday was one awful day in Philadelphia sports. And here, yeah, it's funny, Al, it's almost like when a lot of bad stuff happens, John Johnson shows up the next morning.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is about John. Maybe,
like,
you know,
penny.
In another, I'm thinking in another life, maybe he was a funeral director, something like that, something negative. But Johnson's here, and Johnson comes into me, Al, and he goes, I'm going to tell you the truth. I got an interesting spin on all four sports. Because all four tanked yesterday. I don't have to tell you what happened with your team.
Ugh.
Were you doing a post game for the Flyers?
No, did not.
What a collapse that was.
Awful.
That was pitiful. We got a Flyer player swearing out, just swearing. Even Dave Haxtell, throwing his team under the bus.
Hmm.
We got that for you this morning. The Sixers playing the pitiful Nets. What happened there, Johnny?
They got beat. They got beat handily.
How could that happen?
The blueprint is out on the 76ers on how to neutralize them. And of all teams, it's the Brooklyn Nets that did it.
Well, my spin on that is my man Jimmy Butler wasn't there. That wouldn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy does let that stuff happen. But anyway, we'll get into that. The Phillies whiffed, Al. They swung and missed, which we saw many times during the season. They had Jay Happ. They lost him. Then Scott Boras comes out, the agent for Bryce Harper. Al, that is a man without shame. Without
shame.
You
see the crowd of people around him?
He's taking a picture. Al, he's in front of a big Christmas tree in the lobby of this fancy Las Vegas hotel.
He's the best.
And he is just laying it on thick. I mean, really thick. Thick. But Bob Brookover, one of the best baseball writers in America, is writing today that it doesn't look like the Phillies are getting Harper or Machado. That Harper's going to end up with the Dodgers and Machado's going to the Yankees. That's what he said. That's a nightmare. And then we got the biggest puzzler of all.
Mm.
And this story, ladies and gentlemen, this story makes absolutely no sense. Carson Wentz, who was not on a injury report since October 28th, Al, before Halloween, he had been on no injury report and was more than ready to play in overtime against the Cowboys. Did you see Nick Foles warming up?
No.
Wentz was coming in the game.
Oh, yeah.
At that point, was Wentz healthy?
He was coming in and winning the game if he had gotten the damn field.
That's what I was thinking, right? And then, all of a sudden, 10:45 yesterday, Doug Peterson comes out, and the media, they're all looking at one another. Because there was a little murmur before this that something was amiss. And Al, Doug Peterson takes a page out of Andy Reid's playbook, and he starts the news conference with the injuries. Listen.
All right, good morning. So before you ask, I'm going to run down the injuries for you for today. That way I don't have to go through every single one of them. And if it saves a lot of questions. You know about Corey, Josh, Jalen. We always made those decisions to put them down. Avante Maddox is improving. Again, he's day-to-day. Jordan Hicks, another one that's improving, but still day-to-day. A new one, Carson, has a little bit of back soreness, a little tightness. And so we're going to rest him today. continue to evaluate him and just make sure he's good. But we'll have more information on all these guys later in the week.
All right. First of all, there's a term they use in journalism called burying the lead, and that is when the franchise quarterback is injured. You would probably lead with that. All right. But Al, the fact of the matter is, he had been on no injury report. And with that comment he just made, day to day, he's got a little tightness in the back, that kind of thing. Would that set alarms off that he's out for the year?
No.
Would it even set alarms off that he's out for the game?
It would be like, oh, just the kind of a, you know, what do you call those days? Maintenance type of a thing?
Yeah, you know, the bumps and bruises of playing football. How does it end up being that? All right, and then, so he was pressed on Carson's condition because it's a big story, and here's what he said.
Well, I mean, sometimes he just gets just a little sore, a little tight, and so we're just gonna rest him today and evaluate him further.
All right, Johnson, no. Does that sound like a serious injury?
I disagree with everything you guys are saying. The moment that he ends the injury list with the quarterback, something is afoot.
Well, yeah, but does it sound like he's alarmed? Does this sound like a serious injury?
You always lead with the quarterback.
Well, already then there's a little subterfuge. There's a little mysterious behavior here, correct?
I would agree.
All right, and then, well, now the next question is the most obvious. We were watching the game Sunday. The kid looked like he was hurt for three quarters.
Yes, he
couldn't
did.
Hit the broadside of a barn. And then he put up 23 points in the last 20 minutes. So I would have to suppose from that, Rhea, that he couldn't have been that hurt because he played his best football at the end of the game. Correct?
Correct.
All right. Anyway, was he hurt in the Dallas game, Doc?
Nothing game related. He's dealt with it, you know, and so we're just going to continue to evaluate.
Nothing game related,
but weird.
But he's been dealing with it. Well, if he's been dealing with it, should be on the injury report.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't on the injury report. We looked all the way back, and nothing was on there since October 28th. So, and again, Al, is his tone suggestive that we would not see the franchise quarterback for the final three games of the season?
No.
While they are still mathematically in the race, while they're in a race that Al Morganti believes they could actually still
apparently
make the playoffs.
Don't.
That's what I think.
Well, in other words, they're giving up before you are, Al.
That's right. Yeah.
I've given up, by the way. If you're wondering about my stand, I gave up weeks ago.
They've decided to take your stand.
All right, so wait a minute. So they would rather not make the playoffs?
No, I think they realize that this season is going nowhere and they'd rather have him fully healthy for next. The minute they lost that game,
right,
I said I would sit him the rest of the season because he looked bad on a couple of those runs.
So you're thinking, you did say you didn't like the way he was moving.
No, terribly. He on that. Remember that one option to the short side? He looked like he was moving
in quicksand.
Yeah, he
didn't move at all. All right, but then I'm trying to figure out. All right, so he didn't look good, but he did look good at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Wait, how about this as a possibility? He's had some sort of a back problem, and that accounts for the bad starts because it takes a long time to loosen up.
You and John Johnson. You and Jan Johnson.
Think that too, John Johnson?
Oh, I think there's a much bigger issue.
So you go on
what you just said. Right, that's a foot.
Hey, let me give you one more, and then I'll hear the first conspiracy theory of the day.
Oh, it's
Johnson.
Not a theory.
It's not a theory.
No, it's not a theory.
It's absolute fact.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
In the mind of John Johnson. But anyway, John
mind.
Clark. I love John Clark.
Mr. Airport,
NBC Sports at CBS and NBC Sports Philadelphia. He's Mr. NBC. And Al, he knows the team inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
He, if not Derek Gunn, John Clark knows these players as well as anybody. And he was reading expressions afterwards. Listen to his report on what went down with Wentz yesterday.
Well, I got to tell you, from interviewing these players a lot, I have a bad feeling about this. I don't think Carson Wentz is going to play this Sunday, and I don't think he's going to play the rest of this season. And the reason why I say that is several things. Guys said, quote, it's just unfortunate that it went this way. Now, that would lead me to believe that something happened. And then they also said that Carson Wentz, we're going to let him speak to you guys. He wants to speak to you guys, the media and the fans. He's going to do that at some point.
What's the at some point? He's not in the hospital. He was scheduled to give a news conference. Are we asking? Well, Al, He couldn't have come out and explained what was going on.
The minute a player's injured, they don't let him talk. That's been their MO repeatedly.
Well, you know, at this point, the way the coach sounded, he's barely injured. The coach didn't make it sound like it was anything big. He was sitting out of practice today. In that case, why are we not talking? Why isn't Ian Rappaport telling me out a tweet
that he might not play the rest of the year?
Well, that's the thing. Shortly after all that, Rappaport puts out a tweet saying he's not going to play Sunday, and depending on the result, which I'm going to tell you how I interpret that. There's two ways to interpret it. Result could mean medical tests, or it could mean who wins the game.
Yeah, that's...
I'm going to say who wins the game.
Correct.
That if they were to lose the game on Sunday, what's the point? Don't play them the last two games. That's what I'm taking from it. But I need a sinister opinion. And fortunately, this is the day when John Johnson was scheduled to come in with us. John, let's start with this. Where did Rappaport's report come from?
Oh, he got it from Carson Wentz's agent.
Now, that's probably true, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Normally, the agent, like, you're a good reporter yourself. You have often used agents as leaks,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, that's the first person you will go to.
The Eagles would not be leaking to Ian Rappaport what was going on with their franchise quarterback.
Absolutely not.
So it had to come from the Wentz family, and that would have been Wentz's agent. All right, why would Wentz's agent want a story out indicating that he is injured and may not play again this year?
Well, what has been the biggest complaint about Carson Wentz this year? About his play, about how he doesn't come through in the clutch, and he's inconsistent. Yeah. Is he one of those guys that doesn't show up in the biggest game of the season, then he has these bad starts? He's protecting his client from what could be a back injury that has been bothering him all season and has progressively gotten worse.
So why didn't they report it? Because aren't you required to report it if the quarterback is injured?
That's a very good question, isn't it?
Well, that's the first thing I want to know. And the Eagles and Wentz's camp, and I'm not even saying this is Wentz. Agents sometimes leave the reservation, all right? But Wentz's camp wants it known he's been playing hurt.
Yes.
Because it explains what has been bugging Rhea for weeks. Why hasn't he played better?
Absolutely. And remember, he's approaching a big payday. Wow. So his agent has to protect him.
Right, this is the next component in the story. Since now there is at least a theory that he's been injured again. Oh, good. First year, broken ribs. Second year, ACL. Third year, back injury. And there's another year to go, and then you've got to pay him huge money. Does it start to make you wonder if you want to do that? The kid in college, he got hurt a lot.
Yeah. No.
Is he prone to injury?
Oh, he is prone to injury.
Well, that's why he plays.
So how do I calculate that when I'm going to give
him the farm
very soon?
Well, it's a quarterback. He gets the farm. The problem is, what do you spend on his backup? Well, now it doubles the money. That now you've got a real money situation in terms of your cap.
Now, there's more I want to do with his backup because, boy, there's a weird scenario that could play out now. And it's not out of the question. Even though the odds makers immediately upon this report went from 9 to 11. All right? Then now the Eagles are getting 11 points in the game on Sunday. They think the Eagles are weaker with Foles in. But they won a Super Bowl with Foles, and they did not win a Super Bowl with Wentz. And there are still people in this city out. And I have always found them weird, less so today. But these people think that maybe the Eagles have a better chance with Foles. That maybe Foles will not overthrow people in the first two quarters. Or underthrow them or get sacked.
Yeah.
Or all the other bad stuff that's happened to Wentz. What if Foles plays great and the Eagles spring a big one Sunday in L.A.? Possible.
Yeah.
L.A.'s coming off a real bad game, right? And L.A.'s going to win a division anyway. They're not under the gun here. They're not in trouble. Right out?
Mm-hmm.
What if he does?
Well, then Wentz is out for the season.
No, we don't know that.
One way or another, he's out for the season.
All right, if they win the game, he's out for the season.
And if they lose the game, he's out for the season.
Exactly. Listen to me. If they win the game, you're saying to me that for those final two games, Foles is a better option.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wentz is done for the season if he doesn't play.
Because I don't even know that he's hurt.
If they win... You can't bring him back. If they lose, it makes no sense to bring him back.
I do not know at this moment if he's hurt.
Well, he said looked he's in hurt. On Sunday at certain points.
No. They made it sound like he was practically not hurt. Practically not hurt. Thing. Hold on. Do I have to play this again for you? I'm going to play this again for you, Al. Now, you got he's the franchise quarterback. And love him or hate him, good year or bad year, whatever you think of the kid, right? It's big news if there's anything wrong with him. Uh-huh. Does this sound like a coach who's about to shut him down for the year?
A new one. Carson has a little bit of back soreness, a little tightness, and so we're going to rest him today. Continue to evaluate him and just make sure he's good. But we'll have more information on all these guys later.
That doesn't even sound like he's out for the game Sunday.
No, they didn't let him in on the game plan, to Doug.
They didn't let Doug in on it? He's the friggin' coach. All right, anyway, needless to say, we got to untangle a mess here this morning. It doesn't sound like Johnson's going to be much help.
When is
sounds
he?
Like Johnson is like, Johnson, how many, the JFK assassination, was there more than one shooter?
Sure there was.
There it is. He'll be here all morning.
Second spitter.
888-729-9494. And what I have to give away today, lots of great stuff. I got a Jimmy Butler Sixers jersey. And if we could have seen that jersey on the court last night, the Sixers would have won the game. How do you win it? Real easy today. We're going easy, Al. What's bad luck?
What?
What's bad luck? If you're superstitious.
Oh, there's a lot.
What's bad luck?
Yeah.
Just give me something that's bad luck, and I'll give you a shot at those tickets. And I also have, we're in our final day for the opportunity to get married next Wednesday, right? 6 days from now, you could be married, and I could be your reverend.
Nice.
And I'll explain how you could do that. 10 o'clock today, we're shutting it down. So you got a few hours left to get in on this and have a chance to win 3 free rings and a service overseen by the Reverend Me.
The Reverend Me?
The Reverend Me. I'm a reverend now. I'll show you my...
Call you reverend
need to
me?
See my card, Al. I'm a reverend. I'm a man of the cloth. 888-7... I paid $39.95. I should know. 888-729-9494. Get on board here. Help us untangle this Wentz mess or the other three sports. We got crises everywhere this morning.
Black clouds.
WIP Sports Time 660.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.